Well, I know it's only October, but we're going to turn our attention towards Christmas now, because joining us in the studio is Gareth Roberts, who is, performing in and possibly producing, I'm not sure, we'll find out, a Christmas carol from the WCP Theatre Company. Gareth, nice to see you again.
Hello, nice to see you.
Now, I know you're in it because you're... Fizzog is on the flyer.
Yes.
But are you also directing or producing?
No, Jill Nicholas is directing this one.
Ah, very good.
It's
okay.
The second time she's directed Christmas Carol first in this version, because she directed it in 2002 for us as well.
Okay, so. Right. So you get the chance to put on a grey wig and a top hat, apparently.
That's right. Yes.
Should be fun.
And say Bah Humbug.
Yes,
a lot.
Of course. you have someone rather close to you playing Tiny Tim as well.
Yes, my daughter's playing Tiny Tim. She's a bit of a tomboy, so... Yep, she wants to dress up like a boy and be Tiny Tim.
Very good. Now, let's explain why A Christmas Carol in October.
Well, firstly, because that's the date we had for the theatre, but also because, you know, it's a week before Halloween. We thought it was a nice, spooky story. And unfortunately, Christmas is fast approaching. And the day we finish this, it'll only be 2 months to Christmas Eve. So I do think people should start planning now.
Yeah, indeed. Well, now, so it's happening on Thursday through Saturday. That's the 22nd to the 24th of October. As ever, with a Saturday matinee, as well as the evening performances. And this is at the Devonport Playhouse, which you know very well, of course.
Yes.
Scariest stage in the world, I always think. It's so high, isn't it?
We have had a few accidents.
Have you?
There.
Yeah.
So let's hope we don't this time.
No, I'm sure you won't. But and A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens. Now, is it one of those that sometimes gets modernised and sometimes is done more traditionally? And if so, which are you doing?
This is a very traditional version of it. It sticks very true to the original Charles Dickens book. So I think people will enjoy it if they love that classic story.
Yeah, and this, the thing is, it's one of those, it's not a case of once you've seen The Mousetrap, why would you see it again? Because with The Christmas Carol, it's a story that's everlasting, really.
I think so, and obviously it's great to introduce other generations to it. I think children will love this because it's very amusing at times, and obviously I don't think people ever grow tired of it, really.
Mm. Who actually adapted it from the novel, as it were?
Well, this version has actually been adapted by Harvey Crane, who was quite a well-known person in Plymouth. He was a theatre critic and a theatre producer, so he actually wrote it back in the 20s, I think, and it was performed by the Dockyard Review Players in the 1950s, and Jill Nicholas was in that production with her husband Gerald, who then went on to play Scrooge himself when she did it in 2002 for us. So.
And here we are today, and you're Scrooge this time around.
Yes. I've grown old now.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But you have to age up a bit for it, I imagine.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, is it a nice part to play?
It's a fantastic part to play, and I do think I'm becoming more of a grumpy old man, so I do identify with it quite well.
I think that's allowed. It's all right. Well, A Christmas Carol, as I say, at the Devonport Playhouse, the WCP Theatre Company. It's happening Thursday through Saturday. It's the 22nd to the 24th of October. Evening performances plus a Saturday matinee. And if you want to sort yourself out with tickets, the easiest way is to have a look at the website wcptheatrecompany.com or give them a call, 2-9938. And all of those details are on the Radio Plymouth What's On pages. Gareth, it's always nice to see you.
And you.
Break a leg as Scrooge.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next time.
Brilliant, thank you.